Hello and welcome to the 2 Minute Sales Drill podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Curtin. I'm CEO and founder of Next Level Sales Performance. We help companies accelerate their sales revenue and move to the next level. We do this through sales coaching, sales training, fractional sales management, and sales process development. So today I'd like to talk to you a little bit here on our podcast about why so many companies fail. I mean, it's remarkable if you look at the percentages. For instance, 20% of all startups fail within the first 2 years. 45% of companies fail in the first 5 years. That's almost half. And 65% of companies fail in the first 10 years. So I know when you start a company as an entrepreneur, you're not thinking about, oh, we're going to fail. You know, the percentages are against us, but there are things you can do to keep that from happening. So we're going to talk about why these companies fail. So first of all, let's talk about the first one, which is no written business plan. Believe it or not, a lot of companies are founded just on what's in the mind of the entrepreneur. They know what they want to do. They know how they want to get there, but it's not written down. So if you don't have a written business plan, there's probably a good chance you won't stick to it and a really good chance that you'll fail. Number two, no written strategic sales plan. Now you might say, well, is that really different from the business plan? It absolutely is. Absolutely is. I work with a lot of companies that do not have written strategic sales plans. So one of the things that my company does is we help people develop that plan. And then if you really stick to it, it's remarkable how much you can grow and how you can meet your goals. Number three, no documented sales process. Now, most people, when you ask them, do you have a sales process? They'll say, yes, absolutely. And if you ask them, well, show that to me, show me that process. They really can't do it because they have not documented it. It's important to do that because when you lose a sale, it's always easy to go back and sit down and look at each step of your sales process and see where you failed in that process. Because I can promise you, almost always there's something you left out, something you didn't do. How about number four? No plan for lead development. And that's an important thing when you talk about lead development. Number five is no marketing plan. Those two are kind of tied together. If you don't have a written marketing plan, then you're just doing things on the fly, basically. This week we're going to run ads on LinkedIn, or this week we're going to spend time cold calling. But you really don't have it written down, and you don't have it where it's consistent. And then when you do get a lead, you know, what's the plan? I mean, do you have a plan for lead development? How do you follow up? Who follows up? And what is the process for doing that? So that's really important. Number six, no networking. One of the things that every entrepreneur, every CEO, really every salesperson needs to do is network. Networking can be things like working your LinkedIn with all the people that you're connected with there, being part of networking groups. And I really encourage people to do that. I mean, it's remarkable how much your business really can come to you through networking. So work on that. Number seven, no ability to change. As a company, and I would think a lot of people experienced this in the year of the COVID. As a company, a lot of people did not have the ability really to change the way they were doing business, and therefore they just failed. So you've got to have the ability to change. You've got to have a contingent plan in place for your business when things like COVID hit. Number eight, no scalability. You know, can you scale your company not only up, but can you scale it down if you need to in order to survive a tough period of time? Number nine, no mentors. I can tell you right now, for me personally and for my company, I've had mentors my entire life from the time I got out of school till today. I still have mentors today. So you need to have people around you that are at least as smart as you are, maybe smarter if at all possible. You need to have people around you that have a vast background of business and personal things that they can help you with. So look at developing mentors. And it doesn't hurt to ask, tell somebody, hey, I'd like to have you as a mentor. Number 10, poor tracking. And this always comes back to bite people. This is the reason CRM systems are so popular, is because people have recognized years ago that you need to have the ability to track prospects. You need to have the ability to hold salespeople responsible and accountable. And you do that through tracking. So sometimes CRM systems are a way to do that. You need to be able to track your sales through your existing clients. How do you know what to go back and sell them again if you don't track it? So tracking is another reason companies fail. They just don't do it. And then the final one, number 11, and I'm sure there are others, but these are 11 that I picked out. The final one is no real vision or insight to future trends. You have to know what your industry is doing, not only this year, but next year and 5 years from now. What is the trend toward what you do, what you provide? And you need to be a leader. You don't have to be on the bleeding edge, but you certainly need to be a leader, and you need to understand and have an insight to what those future trends are. So hopefully those 11 things will help you with your business so that you don't fail. We want to see everybody be successful. If you need help with a business plan, if you need help with a strategic sales roadmap plan, we can help you. Feel free to call me at 1-800-310-0134. Check us out on our website, www.nextlevelsalesperformance.com. And once again, I'm Jimmy Curtin. Go out and make it a great day. Thanks.